Welcome to Phone Sex with Lily Show, where talent in front and behind the camera is showcased and explored. As you can imagine, there are a lot of characters and personalities in this industry. Listen as they share their stories. But first, grab your lube and get comfortable because the guests will unknowingly be subjected to phone sex with a porn star, webcam model, and your host, Lily Craven.
Hello.
Hi. Ooh, you sound like you might be in the middle of something.
No, actually, I was just waiting for you to call, honestly.
Waiting would have for me?
Sooner. Mm-hmm.
Whatever would I be calling for?
Well, when you sent over that text on Instagram with your photo, said you were going to call, and I was so excited. Thought you would have called a little bit of, you know, maybe 5 or 10 minutes ago, but this is great. I'm really happy that you called.
Wow. I didn't know you would like that kind of picture.
It's just something about, there's this energy, I don't know, that I see in your eyes. Your eyes are so beautiful.
Wow, what a compliment. You know, that's why I figured I'd take a chance and send you that photo. Do you have one for me?
I do. Would you like me to send it to you?
Are you comfortable with those kind of photos?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was hoping that you would ask for one, so I already took it and I'd like to send it if it's okay.
Oh, please. Please do. I'm ready. Oh, my. You're famous.
Not really, just some girl on the internet, but I would
just
like to
a
meet
a girl. Oh my goodness. You're like the MILF performer of the year, right?
Once upon a time, yes. Yes, I was.
Oh my goodness. Well, we shouldn't downplay that. I can't believe that's who I'm talking to.
But I think that, you know, everything you've told me about yourself, we're super compatible. And I think maybe we should, I don't know, meet?
I think so, too. Coming from you, holy wow. You're watching Phone Sex with Lily Show. And yes, I have a very special guest today. Oh, my goodness. I was excited about having you on this show, because you are a fan favorite. You're one of my favorites, Miss Reagan Fox. Hello, how are you today?
I am great. Thank you for having me today.
Ooh, I was like, oh, Reagan, is she really inviting me? speaking of, the MILF thing, you were Performer of the Year.
I was.
You've won a lot of different awards. You've been recognized frequently, correct?
I won the MILF last year. I've also been in 3 movies that have won. The most recent one was the MILF, all MILF movie for Elegant Angel this past year for ABN. So, but I've been nominated for MILF. See, I've been going into the industry. This will be my 9th year. I've been nominated with ABN and X-Biz for 8 years solid. So of a Susan Lucci of
it. Susan Lucci? Okay. You know, I can't use that line very often because people don't know what I'm talking about, but we do.
Yes, ma'am.
But you broke the Susan Lucci, right?
I did for X-Biz, but at ABN, I'm still going strong.
Okay. We need to fix that. I mean, that's just a little too much. Going back, you got into the industry through webcamming, correct?
I did. I was webcamming. I went into it when the housing market crashed. I was an appraiser. Went in, and when all the people were foreclosing on their homes, I was the person that went in and did those reports for the bank to determine how much money the house was worth. And so I eventually that just became where it wasn't feasible. I wasn't making enough money. And so then I had a friend that was a cam girl and I said, I'll do this. And the two people I told, they both looked at me and said, are you kidding me? You are the shyest, most introverted person. No way. I was like, no. I think I can. And then once I did, I was like, ooh, what have I done? Oh, maybe I'm right. Maybe, you know, and I told the guys, I said, 1 year, I'm out 1 year. Just so if you like me, come in and join me, whatever, and so forth. And 4 years after that, I started porn.
I was going to say, that's sort of how I stumbled into it out of a need. And then got into camming, and actually I was selling out of Facebook, but I caught a ban in 90 days. So someone told me, I'm like, what am I going to do? That's my gas money. Like, what's going on? So then they were like, oh, well, have you heard of webcamming? I'm like, no, what is that? And then I saw it. I'm like, I can do that.
Right.
And
right.
So addicting as in, like, it's fun and you start to realize you could be self-employed and what that means. And it's all your control. Whatever you create is what you're going to make, you know, what you put into it.
Right. And every new girl that comes along, they always ask, you know, like, what would you suggest? What do I need to do? You need to webcam. Because that's where it's at. That's where you get your loyal base. You know, that's where you learn a lot of things and so forth. So I don't know if anyone's ever listened to me, but that's definitely what I tell them.
Well, I listened to you because I did the same thing. I think, I fell into that order. It wasn't on purpose, but it definitely, the webcam, that's where it's at. You really interact with them. And the following that they have compared to someone, say, in the porn industry is like astronomically different because mm-hmm. they interact with them.
Absolutely.
Pretty loyal fan base, for sure.
You know, because you develop relationships and these friendships and, you know, you might have 10, 12 guys that are always in your room and so forth. And they develop that camaraderie and it's, you know, it's like a big, almost like a family. And then so when you go out into the porn world, they go to the porn conventions together. Some of my guys, like 3 or 4 of them will go together. And I think that's the coolest thing that they have met each other on that. And then they meet and go and visit all their favorite girls that they talk about, you know, together.
I never thought of that, that does create the relationships outside amongst them as well. Cause mine will come in one room, you know, in my room and they all communicate with each other. So
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. So do you still from time to time go back to webcam or are you just done with that?
I don't like it. It just felt like I was pulled in so many different directions with so many different personalities, you know, and it started to eat at me. So I don't really like to do that, but I am doing Sex Panther and Minx, and that actually feels like I'm doing privates all day long as I'm a webcammer. So, and that it just keeps the drama out of the room and the guys fighting and so forth. And I was getting a lot of that bickering in my room back in the day. So this is nice. So I am kind of, it sort of feels like I am webcamming again, but on a different platform.
Well, it's, I love Sex Panther, by the way, shout out to Sex Panther, but it's one-on-one there and you don't have the group dynamic that you would have in a webcam room. So that it's a bunch of swinging dicks everywhere. Like that's bound to be like women.
Right. Cams open and they would all be bickering amongst each other back in the background and I'd see them all. Yeah.
So. Yeah. Memories. No. Now you can just shut that off.
Yeah. Now we're having trauma. So we should go on.
So what made you transition over to porn?
I was honestly just getting really tired of it. I felt like I was drinking a little bit more to get on in cam. More girls were starting to inundate the cam world because when you and I were doing it back in the day, the girls originally they weren't really talking, they weren't interacting, and it wasn't until back in 2011, I guess, where I got on and I was chit-chatting and talking, and more girls were doing that, and there became an influx of people. So I really wasn't enjoying it. I felt like the loyalty wasn't as strong as it had been back in the day from the guys in the camp on the cam sites. So I was going to quit. And then Jody West moved to Arizona and started hanging around a lot of the same type of friends that I was hanging out with. And she ran a company called Forbidden Fruit Films. And I think they were always recruiting people if they knew that someone was in the camming or wanted to, maybe even in the swinger world, and wanted to, would be willing to be on a film, they were always asking. And I said, heck yeah, I'll do a film. So I did a couple of films with them. And then no one really knew what I was, who I was or anything. And then Kieran reached out from Browsers, and that was my start.
Oh, really? That's great. And why didn't he do that for me? No, I'm just kidding.
He does it. Yeah, I don't know if he still does it.
He reached out to me when it went very, very beginning. So I understand that. I didn't go where you went. But that's interesting that how that all worked out.
Yeah, I kept asking for Bitten Fruit Films. Can I do some more? I want to do a few more things. And they were just low, you know, just a smaller company, so they didn't really need a lot of content. And I was just kind of lucky to move that direction.
That's so great. So I noticed you play the role of mommy a lot. Is that safe to say? There's a huge misunderstanding, in my opinion, about mommy. Because people think that we want, or they want to fuck their mom. You know what I mean? And it's more of a role, which recently I've heard it's a femdom role, a female dominant role of being a nurturer, but experienced. And that's mommy, same as who's your daddy, same concept. Have you ran into that issue, or people thinking that you're doing incestual stuff and you're not?
I haven't. And I have had a few, I've had two scripts that I've had to turn down because I did feel as if they were crossing the line into like a grooming type of manipulation, sex with mommy without that step in there. So I don't like to do those. And I've only been asked once, and it was just recently on Sex Panther, someone asked me to do a role play of my daughter, actual daughter. And I was like, nah, I got to pass. And he was like,
That's
18. And I was like, no, I can't do that. So.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. It's just people sort of construe like what the meaning of it is or what the fetish is. And it's like, you can't get away from it. You're like, no, it's not incest. We don't want to fuck our own parents. it's the role play. I think it's more instead of like a mistress or she would be like punishing, and we're more like nurturing in a way.
I'm definitely more nurturing for sure.
Yeah, right. Me too. I could tell your face.
Shay Sites, and she's always.
But I heard you, well, you're a good actress too.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I've watched you.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, a few years ago, I just didn't take the acting seriously. First, when I started, I was like, what's the big deal? No one's watching that and so forth. And then I started paying attention to the scripts and I would get so nervous. And finally, one day, it just was like the Matrix and everything just went, and I was like, just chill. And then now I just treat the script like it's a conversation that I'm having with somebody. And I really enjoy that part. I actually enjoy that part more now than I do the sex. I'm like, oh, I get to act. I get to do this. No one probably cares, but I care.
Well, I was going to say, I love doing that part too. Cause it kind of like sets the stage for everything else that's going to happen. You know, if you walk into like a gonzo, you're like, okay, it's like, but if you have a storyline, and the storylines are hilarious, like there's some really, you get to put some creativity in it. If they let you improv, That's a fun one, too.
Yes.
And a director that doesn't say, don't change a word.
Yes. No. And I fumble with my words. So they're usually pretty lenient and they let me just go and do what I can as long as I get it pretty close. But they've been starting to give me a little bit of a twist where I'm not so nurturing at the end. I'm a little bit evil and creepy. And I'm enjoying those roles coming up.
Oh, how fun. So what do you have, any projects you have coming up or anything you want to share with us?
I am supposed to be having a showcase come out this year of like a lot of firsts. So I'm excited about that. I've had some stuff with Milfy coming up. And then I'm working on a project. We're trying with Shay Sites. We're trying to get a project that people are confusing us so much all over the internet, even in person. One of our publicists was talking to both of us, and we have different publicists, and that publicist looked at the other person and confused us. So we know that we've got this similarity stuff. So we're trying to get a project, trying to get a storyline together, and see if someone can pick this up. And at this point, really just determining, can we make it more creepy, or does it need to have more of the young mommy stuff? It just really depends on who picks it up. Right. That's what we're trying.
I vote both. That would be cool. Yeah. To have your, what is it? A doppelganger?
Yeah. Doppelganger. Right.
Yeah. Doppelganger. Yes.
Like single white female, something like that, where there's a mistaken identity and then there's a clash and something.
And someone gets.
Yeah. Yes.
How exciting. I'm all, where's the man in it? No.
You do a lot of girl-girl, yes.
And so what is that? Is that you're naturally attracted to women, or is this something that they asked you to take that role and you just kill it?
Well, before, I don't watch porn now. I haven't watched porn since I've started in porn.
Yes.
When I did watch porn back in the day, and it's funny, I just found like 4 or 5 DVDs that I used to have. I should auction them off and everyone could see what I used to watch, but I would only watch girl-girl porn. And so, when I first started actually doing it on camera, I was a little nervous back then, but now I think I kill it. I mean, because I really do. I did have a girlfriend back in the day. But but for me, I'm a lot of energy, and can be chaotic at times. And for me, I've always felt that I attract chaotic women. I attract crazy. I do. I have a lot. And so for me, I knew that to balance me out further in life, I needed a man to keep me stay
grounded.
But I still love to play and so forth. So I don't know. I think that I'm good at my stuff. So never been
very good at it. Yeah, I'm not a porn watcher either. But I did definitely. You know, I watch who I interview and stuff like that.
My God,
she's hot. Like, this is hot. It's very intense passion.
It is. And you know, there's others that are moving around and they make noises and stuff. And I don't do that. I'm just like, I want that body, that female body, like just like in, like, I just want to feel it. I want to taste it. I want to smell. And for me, you know, and that's why, like, when I'm in there, I know probably sometimes I'm not like giving the camera what they need because I know I need to do better, but I'm like, but.
Oh no, it's great. It's great. It's great. I didn't see anything wrong with it. So now, have you been, and why is it that with Girl Girl, it tends to be very difficult to sell something, you know, for some people, and it's very, is it because it's like readily available? Like that's one thing that really shocked me in the industry was that Girl Girl, even though it's requested all the time, it's not very easy to sell or make or just be strictly with that.
That's a good question. I know that I personally don't do my girl videos don't ever do very well. I know when women ask me to do content with them, for me, it's like, it's not going well. However, I have a lot, and when I say a lot, I have a strong percentage. I don't know what that would be, but of women that are on my OnlyFans. So when I make videos, that sometimes I'll make a video and I'll make a female version, and then I'll have to cut and splice and make a man's version. So just so I can try to do both, because I just don't ever know. But that's a really good question. I don't.
Yeah, I was like, I was kind of thinking maybe it's because it's, you know, you can just get it anywhere. It's no, but I was like, wait a minute, you can get anything anywhere.
It's so true. True.
So I'm not sure why it is that doesn't sell, or maybe us women have, you know, like men send us pictures of their dicks all the time, so they're not worth anything because we can, like, come on. So maybe it's because like women are like overdoing the girl-girl thing in public and it's a norm.
Maybe it's like it's the starter. It's the appetizer to what the guys really do want, right? I
guess so, yeah. But that's cool that you have a female audience too.
You do. I do. So,
so cool. Shout out to you women.
Yeah, shout out to the women.
Yeah, we need that, huh? And now being also in the MILF category, some put us that say that we're older or mature, but I don't want to compare being young and old and all that, but don't you feel that maybe you've entered it at a good, wise, like you're at an age of being wise, smart, they're not dumb, and I'm trying to say this delicately, but don't you think that it's really a prime time to be in this industry?
I think it for not only intelligence wise or so or whatever, but I also think
experience.
For physically.
Life experience.
Yes, life experience. Also physically, like I came in already changed into my adult body. So, you know, the girls that have come in younger and then switch into the MILF roles and so forth, their bodies will change or transition or get bigger or smaller or whatever. So, you know, I've came in and my look is pretty much established, whereas other girls will have that flexibility.
I think it's a pretty prime category to be in because everybody loves a MILF.
It's amazing. And now I'm hearing that GILF is now starting to like really take off.
It is. I don't know. It is. It's right around the corner. But I was like, don't have me ever be in a GILF category. And now I'm looking at these GILFs are like hot.
They are. I think I'm going to draw the line on that. I never thought I'd do porn, but I think I'm going to draw the line on that. Yeah. But also I'm being told by, you know, there is a company out there that says, you know, we would love to hire Reagan. However, our clientele wants the 30-year-old MILF. So, you know, you're going to get in.
Yeah.
Everybody out there.
At least they're saying 30 because see, you know, when they define the word MILF, first I think of, like it was derived from like Stifler's mom from American Pie. And so she had a college age son.
Correct.
And so it was the son's friends that were MILF, MILF, MILF. And so I have a hard time when like nothing wrong with teen moms or anything, but if you're a teen mom, that's not a mom. Like that's not the definition. I think it's more when your kids are grown and we're in our prime and we're doing our thing and we're all settled in and we like to just fuck.
and so that's very different. Yes. I agree with you 100%. So who changed that? Who changed the rule of, or the language of MILF? Was it the porn industry so they could get the younger?
We need to talk to Jennifer Coolidge about this. We got to go boycott it. But yeah, who put you in that category? Then who puts you in a GILF category? Because I'm like,
right.
Is there an age? Because what if I'm not a grandma?
Exactly. I'm definitely not a grandma. I would love to be, but I'm not anywhere close to being a grandma. I would love it.
So isn't that fair? Like, shouldn't we be able to hold on to the M a little bit longer?
Right. I'm with you on that. I like that. No, I got called Cougar in one of my videos, and I didn't know the name of it till I got there and I was signing the paperwork. And I was like, Cougar? After being a kook? Come on. But that was the closest I've gotten to.
Jeez. Wait. Okay. So, yeah, Cougar I have a hard time with because that's the women, the older women who chase younger men. And I don't recall ever chasing any young men. It's just they're out the door. I don't remember like hunting them down. So, but you kind of just have to let them call you. I mean, whatever. I mean, I've been called an old scarred whore. Like, what else can I do? You know, and that video sold very well.
Oh, like for real? Like so? Oh,
yeah. It was a title. It wasn't even a. It wasn't even a someone who's talking crap to me.
Did Jim Powers do that one? Oh my goodness.
No, I did not. It just showed up and I was like, God, it's selling so well. And people are like, I saw you in that video. So I'm like, I'm not going to say anything to this company. But did I ever think that I would be an old scarred whore? No, but they did a really good job at the photo. Like, it's bad. Mm-hmm. It's a bad photo, which really just, it worked. So it brings a lot of traffic. So I'm like, okay, I'll let this one be. But, you know, that just goes to show. You can't you know, sway someone's image or brand, like, just by...
I quit
caring about that shit. Yeah. I just quit caring. You know, like, yeah, they can't wreck my brand. They actually helped it. So maybe I should be that more.
Well, that's nice. Okay. I'm gonna look at it.
So otherwise you've been, did you go to AVN this year?
I did. Yes.
And
did you go?
Yes.
I didn't see very much of it. I was signing most of the time. And I was always facing that back wall. So I didn't see much of it. I heard it was smaller. It's always great to see everybody. I love seeing the fans, and what I really, really love is seeing the repeat fans that are husband and wife. I think that's just amazing when a couple can come in there together and there's no hiding and they love porn together. And I always like hug them and just commend them because I think that's so amazing.
So that's the trick. You guys got to come in with a man or a woman, and she's going to, it was a smaller area. You know, they did make it, you know, definitely shrunk down from last year, but last year was too big in my opinion.
I thought last year was too spread out. Tight.
Yes. It was very spread out. Like, so that was interesting, but, I was in the press room. Do you remember the old, how last year we went up those big elevators? Escalators,
yes.
Not elevators.
Yes.
So I was on that side. There was a toy expo, but with toys and merchandise was on that side. So I was in the press room over there.
Okay.
The whole time. So that was, it was nice though. It was quiet.
Interesting. I was wondering where all the toys were and so forth. Okay.
Yeah, they were all completely on the other side. And so that was nice as far as getting to sit down with them on a couch and like just chat, and it was a great background, and so it was just really nice over there, but it was far from the expo.
Yes,
and I'm not going to complain because that gets pretty chaotic. It does.
It does.
And then did you see the award show?
Yes.
Yes. Which, and what are your thoughts on that? That was fun?
I thought it was fun. I wish that they would bring an old time rock and roll band one time. I wish it wouldn't always just be hip hop and, you know, something, maybe I'm just showing my age, but it's not just that, it's all the people behind the screen too, the cameraman and everyone that works behind the scenes. All those people are, you know, our age. And so I think it would be nice if we could just jam out and rock with our cocks out, or, you know, whatever. I think that would be fun.
That's I think true. That would change a lot. I wasn't quite sure why. I guess Iggy Azalea sings Cash App.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That was the performance. So it was interesting.
Okay.
But I'm not sure why they're targeting that.
I don't know.
Right on.
Right.
I don't either. But, you know, maybe it's someone who would come and do it.
Yeah, you know, MILFs are never brought up on stage anyway. So it's definitely... it's definitely geared towards a younger crowd. I mean, but where's the money coming from too?
I would think that they have an older audience just overall, my guess.
I would think, right?
Yeah.
I think it's on the meta too, so.
Who knows? But, you know, regardless, everybody loves a MILF. So if nobody hears that, I mean, have you ever heard someone go, you know what? MILFs really aren't my thing. They're just not. Like, maybe, you know, they still go, no, I love MILFs. Everybody.
I don't know. Maybe if they did one less Cam Girl Award and just they could put the MILF award.
Yeah, that's right. Or maybe if we could do, well, finally podcasting's on there, so.
Okay.
I got nominated twice for that award, and nomination. It was the fan award.
That's okay. That's okay.
Adam 22 keeps winning. Adam 22 and Lena the Plug, and I'm like, this is not fair. It's the only show I actually watch, so maybe it is a little fair, but there. Yeah. I was like, this is fair.
Oh, AVN, yeah.
But at least the fans vote, right?
They do. I never asked them to vote. I just feel like someone who's shadow banned, such as myself, at, you know, can't get over 500,000 compared to someone who has a million or several million. It just doesn't. So I never ask, and that's fine. It's okay.
But you do get slipped in the fan categories, right?
I do. Yes.
See, that says a lot.
No, there's like 25 mil hot. I don't know. Maybe there's 40. I don't know. It feels like it's everyone. So
I think it's like 60.
Is there 60?
Last year there was 60. And I'm not kidding. 60. Like,
yeah, no, like.
It's a publicity, you know, it's a media, like, publicity press stunt, but it's still puts you there. You're like, ooh, someone voted.
Yeah, some girls are like, if you show me that you voted, I'll send you a picture. That just seems like a lot. That's just a lot.
Well, yeah, that's kind of, isn't that bribing? But, you know, well, if you got in the category, that means someone in the list, like, there's someone thought it.
60, though. 60. That's a lot.
Yeah, there was 60 last year, and it was a lot. But, you know, we all tweeted and did everything we were supposed to say, except for you to vote. So that's the whole intention. And you're like, I don't do that. I just let people vote. And you're like, the whole point of it is to get the press.
We'll occasionally retweet it, so it is on my page. But no, and asking for votes isn't my, please vote for me, please vote for me.
That's a little weird.
I can't.
Yeah.
Let someone else who really, really, really,
Don't
really
put her in the fan category, because that's the
Yeah. If they really want it, then they can ask for it. So
that's right. So okay, so we're at the beginning of the year. We've got some awards behind us.
Yes.
Yes, thank goodness. No, because those are always fun. And then you said you're working on those couple of projects.
Yeah, and I've got there's a Joy City is have you heard of Joy City? It's like Ready Player One. So the metaverse type of thing is coming out. And so last April I was scanned like inside of a big thing with all the cameras moving around and talking. So that should be coming out. I'm super excited. I'll be able to actually like be in front of a green screen and go into this program and be able to talk to people. So I'm very, very excited about that. And then I have an AI program very similar to, if you've seen that movie, Her, where the guy comes home and talks to her, has her on her phone. I have that project as well. So we've got a lot going on. Yeah. And really, I'm just hitting Sex Panther and Minx hardcore lately, just to try to get back out there.
Because I always notice you're in the top like 10.
I just started, right? Though, just the last couple of months, just giving it a shot, seeing how it's going. And
well, geez, no, I've been at it for a couple of years. I try to get in the top 50, and I usually can make that, which that's pretty good. But you're in the like top 4 or something, right?
I don't know where to find that, but that sounds maybe right.
It's under the leaderboard. It says leaderboard on your menu. Go all the way to the bottom, and it'll tell you what your ranking is.
Oh. How do you know what other people are?
Because it ranks them all. It says their names.
Oh, shoot. Okay, I've not seen that.
So the trick is, not that you need any help, but for us, the trick on Sex Panther is they reset it at the first of every month. So you want to get ahead on the first, because it bumps you up on the search. So then you're more like you're on the first few pages if you are higher up, and it's determined by who has more money in their account.
Yeah. Okay.
So it'll bump you up. And if you do it from the first, then you don't get like buried throughout the month, and people would have to go through pages and pages to find you.
Oh, shoot.
That's the trick to Sex Panther, but you're already up there. So no worries.
I'm so hammering. Yeah.
That's my favorite. I just absolutely love Sex Panther. Like, I could not, it's so great. If you haven't tried it, definitely try it out. You can call us directly, you can video chat. I do it in restaurant. It doesn't matter where I'm at. Like, I will answer the phone. I'll be like, hi. They're like, oh, let me go to the restroom real quick. And it's fun. I tap under the table.
That's amazing. Yeah. I've not done that. We'll have to do that. Okay.
You can pop up on your car radio. Like, I do it all the time. It comes up and I sit there and chit chat when I'm driving.
That's amazing. Okay.
Maximizes it. Maybe you'll be number one and take over.
Thank you for the tips.
So, as far as porn, who have you not worked with that you would love to work with?
I honestly don't know. I don't
done
know.
It, huh?
Yeah, I don't pay attention. I don't really know who's coming in, honestly, the new people. But if I'm always happy to work with somebody new and try to help them out if they want it or that type of thing. So not new, awesome. new. I've had a couple of guys that I've gotten their first scene or two. Those are always tough to get through, but women are definitely super easy.
Yes, I bet. Should just gobble you up. Just lay there.
No. Me.
Just got that one in the bag. Yeah. And do you work with like Girlfriends Films, or is there a certain company you do your girls with?
Yeah, I do a lot of girl for Ricky Greenwood. So I guess that's Adult
Swim. Oh, nice.
And yeah, Girlfriend Films was my big one. When Dan was still there, I was shooting for Girlfriend Films many times a month. I shoot maybe once a quarter now with Girlfriend Films if they're shooting. But well, I think it's really Adult Time that you're going to see a lot of my girl work, my recent girl work.
Yeah, Danny, I mean, Greenwood, he's like
on fire.
That was great, great filming.
An excellent crew as well. There's some long-term experience on that crew. It's a good, fun set to be on.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate you coming and chatting with me. I was really looking forward to it. And where can they find you on social media?
You can find me on X. It's at the Reagan Fox. And I think my Instagram is also the Reagan Fox. I lost it. So it's either Reagan Fox or the Reagan Fox. But X is the Reagan Fox.
Google you, right? You'll find her. I found her.
Yeah. And it means I'm only Fox.
Well, there we go. Is that your dinging or mine?
My dinging. Sorry about that. I wish when you were on Zoom calls like that, it would like mute it. There's got to be a setting that we can mute.
There's got to be a way, but I haven't figured it out either. So, thank you so much again for your time and you're watching Phone Sex with Lily Show. And we are signing off. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of Phone Sex with Lily Show and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share with others. Post about it on social media. Simply type in Phone Sex with Lily Show. For the latest from Lily, you can follow her on Twitter at LilyCravenXXX or message on Facebook at Lily.Craven40. Thanks again. Until next time.